We are here with Jackie Henderson from the CUNA HR and Organizational Development Council. That's a mouthful.
Yes, it is.
Can we get that shortened to an acronym or something?
HROD.
There you go. Excellent. You heard it right here. It's official. So, I mean, what are you discussing with folks at the show this year? I mean, I'm sure there's a lot of trend stuff going on in your neck of the woods. So
Yeah. So from an HR standpoint, we're here in Washington, D.C. to advocate on behalf of credit unions. We want to make sure that people understand what the credit union difference is, mm-hmm. and what better opportunity than to be able to go to Capitol Hill and meet face-to-face with our legislators, mm-hmm. which we're going to be doing tomorrow. Mm-hmm. So we're really excited about that. The HR function as a whole has become more of a strategic partner within the credit union movement and within our organizations. Mm-hmm. So it's imperative that we're on the cutting edge of understanding what issues that credit unions face from a regulatory standpoint.
What issues are you hearing out there right now, or is that too detailed? Or
yeah, probably.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay, not a problem. I mean, how about trends? What trends are you seeing as far as
trends? Governmental trends.
Sure.
So this is an election year, so there's really not a lot going on.
Oh, okay.
So we're really here to make sure that our presence is known so that our legislators understand the credit union difference, which is that we are a not-for-profit financial mm-hmm. cooperative, mm-hmm. and we're not here to make a profit like the big banks mm-hmm. are from mm-hmm. our members, but mm-hmm. we're here to return a value to them in lower rates, lower fees, higher interest rates, better product selections for them. So that's the credit union difference,
yep.
and that's why we are tax exempt.
Yeah.
And so that's really our message, is we want to make sure that our legislators are aware of that difference.
Yeah, we got to keep hammering that home, especially
yes.
in election year, like you said,
yes.
because there's going to be new folks coming in, so mm-hmm. we kind of got to reintroduce that whole
right.
thing again.
Right, it's an ongoing message.
Yeah.
You just have to beat it into their heads, I hate to say
A little bit.
Yeah. We have a lot of support on the Hill, though. So it's,
good.
Yeah.
Excellent. That's good to hear. Now, what are your goals here? I mean, kind of segueing from the first question, like, what are you discussing? But what are your specific goals? To bring awareness to your council and
yes.
get people to join? And
yeah.
if so, what are some of the advantages of being a member of your council?
Well, absolutely. So to be in Washington, D.C. is a distinct honor for me. My credit union has been very supportive of bringing the executive team along. And it's because when we get back to our credit unions, we filter that information that we've learned back into our employee ranks so that everyone has a responsibility to be an advocate.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So I also have the pleasure of serving on the CUNA HR and Organizational Development Executive Committee.
Wow.
And that really is a meaningful committee to me as an HR professional.
Mm-hmm.
So the difference with our committee versus, say, another national HR association, which I do belong to,
mm-hmm.
is I get to communicate directly with people that are experiencing the same challenges that I am.
Mm-hmm.
Working in the credit union space, it's mm-hmm. very unique.
Mm-hmm.
The culture is unique. Our positions, our challenges are very unique. And so having the ability to have white papers that we can reference that are specific to our industry, having virtual roundtables where we discuss, employees are employees, but credit unions are very different animal than other industries.
I hear that.
So to be able to communicate and share ideas with other credit union HR professionals is just an invaluable resource to me. And this council adds so much value and is such a wonderful resource for me in my position.
Very cool, very
yeah.
cool. All right, let's wrap up with your conference
sure.
coming up pretty soon.
Yeah, so we have our HROD conference. It's an annual conference. This year it's going to be held in Orlando, Florida.
Perfect.
In April.
Right
yeah.
next to Disneyland or
Great.
Disney World.
That's right.
Perfect.
And we're going to be tackling a lot of issues that HR professionals are facing, such as compensation and benefits, branch transformations, mm-hmm. moving into the new branch of the future, which is a hot topic right now. And then so many legal updates that it's important for HR professionals to be abreast of so that we can do our jobs and keep our companies compliant.
Indeed. Yeah. All right. It's very important stuff. Mm-hmm. And go check out this council because, like you said, this stuff is always changing, especially from a legal standpoint.
Yes, so, absolutely.
Very cool. Well, thank you so much, Jackie, for hanging out and chatting with us for a few
minutes.
Great
meeting you.
Well done.
Thank you.
Enjoy the rest of the show.
Okay, thanks.